This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
All I ever wanted was a black grand national. Being rational, giving what they asked for. It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few better reach that, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
This is not a song. This is a revelation. How to get a gone.
I need you a man, baby. I don't understand, baby. Pay your bill and make you feel protected like I can, baby. Teach you something if you need correction. That's the plan, baby. Don't put your life in these weird hands, baby.
Wow. It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not a really step, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. I get on it.
Somebody gotta do it. We're back at you on the Tuesday, October 21st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, along with Mary Jane and your company, right up until 6 p.m. And yesterday, I can't lie, toothache had me, but you could ask MJ, talk but cry like a baby. I don't wish toothache on my worst enemy. I wish some other things on my worst enemy, but not toothache.
I'm convinced it's like the second worst pain you can experience. Childbirth being number one.
Well, at that point, when I was like...
It's number two.
When I was at that point, I was like, Jesus, take me now. Pray for me.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it I will never know what childbirth is. I mean, I've been outside the room. I've been you know, in the room and go out the room and right there. But
yeah,
I respect you and all mothers out there for what y'all go through at childbirth. But right after childbirth...
It's
toothache. But toothache can done.
Yeah, no, I agree. But childbirth is in a class all to itself.
And I think the problem with toothache is you can't see it. Like, you could look at other parts of your body and be like, okay, my finger hurts. Let me rub this. Let me put something on it.
You can't get at that tooth.
You can't get to that spot. And then you start having all kind of crazy ideas. Like, what if I take the hammer and the ice pick? If I hit it at the right angle,
what
maybe,
if I bang my head on the sidewalk?
Correct. Or
pain.
A Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks said, take a scale.
The pliers? What did he use? No, he was on an island.
Ice skate, remember?
You're talking about Castaway, right?
Remember, he took an ice
skate. Tooth up. Mm.
God.
It would make you do something crazy like
but
that.
But I feel much better today. So we back up at it. We got lots to talk about, MJ. I mean, my God. I mean, where do we start? I mean,
it's a beautiful thing about, you know, this little country of ours. Always
something to talk about.
Yeah.
And if you want to be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And, of course, you know, a big part of the conversation is going to be the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Big headline today. Sabas not involved. Official says Bastien does not have day-to-day oversight of Eyewitness News. Jones, media professionals must enter politics the right way. Conditional approval granted for new hospital. Ah, well. From the Chippenham entrance of Fish Fry into the White Grove. Under the sea. That's how it could be for you and me. Under the sea.
And I think that's why it's a conditional approval, right? You have to work out those flooding issues and what's going to happen to the surrounding communities with the presence of that hospital there.
But when you have the, you know, when you have Shaky, Minister of Health, Dr.
Darbo. Can you be nice today?
I am being nice. I've nicknamed him Shaky from the break. I mean, come on. You got. I'm being consistent.
All right. Read on.
I mean, if he were point guard and I called him Shaky, there'd be nothing wrong with that.
Like he could shake a defender?
If he had a physical, like malady or condition and I called him Shaky, that's wrong.
Yeah, that would be cruel.
But if I called him Shaky because of the shakiness he did as Minister of Grand Bahama and the shakiness he did, his consistency has to be admired too. It might be a consistency of lousiness, but nonetheless.
Yeah, how you shake Grand Bahama shake,
yeah,
election.
Ship
all right,
them
I got you.
Shimmy shake.
I'm following the logic.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily agree, but I'm following the logic.
Yeah, well, shakes. Like I say, get the flooding right. Okay, he's just transfixed with this hospital. That's going to be his legacy.
I mean, the hospital is a noble cause, but there's so many questions surrounding it. Number one being the flooding and the location
Correct.
Of the hospital, which I think is the thing that a lot of people still have an issue with. There have been, you know, members of the communities that surround the proposed location for the hospital that have expressed, you know, their trepidation that this will
That's
move forward.
That's why you have to look at planning. Is this going to work? Is this going to be the amount of Bahamians that are going to benefit from this hospital in present location compared to the amount of Bahamians that are going to be displaced, disenfranchised, disillusioned, disgruntled, and flooded out? Maybe doesn't outweigh the good. Maybe you should find another spot where it's beneficial to everyone.
I'm convinced after the last sets of rain that we had in this place,
and
on this
no
island.
And that wasn't no storm rain or no hurricane rain.
I'm convinced that something like this definitely needs to be built on higher ground. Like,
Correct.
It feels like that's the right thing to do, but, you know, they have the experts, so we have to rely on their expertise.
Government exploring legal action over global emitters, AG says.
That's an interesting...
One thing about AG, every couple months he'll pop up and just, hey, I'm still here. I'm still relevant.
I just want to glance at that. I love these noble causes, right? Because, like I've said before, this administration has made climate, the climate fight, climate justice, a central theme. Like, a lot of our resources, a lot of our time has been spent focused on this issue. And this is going to be an interesting fight, right? The fight against the big... The global emitters, which most of them are probably a part of the G7, to see if we could get some sort of recompense, some sort of damages, you know, that'll help us, if we get money out of it, mitigate against, you know, future floods and everything that comes along with climate change. But I don't know. I don't know if this is a fool's errand. Just based specifically on the stance of the current U.S. administration, like, I know they ain't trying to hear nothing but no climate change nor getting sued over global emissions. This I don't know if this is a fool's
right.
errand, but I will say that it is a noble action, and I hope that in taking this action, they've also talked to their counterparts in the other political parties, because we do have an election coming up, and this is the kind of fight that's going to, I think, bleed over into the next administration. So I'm hoping that everyone is on the same page and we approach this from a national perspective as opposed to just a pet project for one party.
Okay, I'm going to get to these texts, then we're going to get to the break, and then we're going to open up the lines, and we got lots to talk about. But before I get to the break, let me run through some of these texts. Good afternoon, you and MJ. Let me tell you, the worst pain is broken ribs, toothache, kidney stone, then childbirth. Hold on, stop, text.
Oh, no. Wait.
I have had broken ribs. It's up there, but it's nowhere near toothache. I've had kidney stones. Yes, kidney stones bad, but not like toothache. I was good. I know some other people have been through the rigors of hell with kidney stones, but toothache, uh-uh. Childbirth, I put that number one. I don't know how you could put childbirth number four on your left after
Wait,
all that.
Wait, so just give me the order one more time.
Broken ribs, toothache, kidney stones, then
broken
childbirth.
Broken ribs being number one.
Yeah.
Kidney stones, number two.
No. Broken ribs, toothache, kidney stones, then childbirth.
Okay. So toothache is above childbirth?
Yeah, man.
That person got their epidural early. Like,
must
they didn't really
before
feel...
Before, they was on the good stuff.
They didn't feel any of
they the
real
the good
real
stuff.
Pain. That person got their epidural early because I'm telling you, I've had extreme toothache pains that come along with...
Dr. D'Souza was there prompt.
Dr. D'Souza.
Ahead of time. He's very nice. Come on in.
Yeah, I was waiting early for that person because I don't see how you put toothache as worse than childbirth. When you go through the pangs of labor at childbirth, you feel parts of your body you didn't even know existed, okay? Like, you would do anything, and I mean anything in order to rid yourself of that pain.
All right, here
but
we go.
But I hear you, Texas. I'm going to have to trust you on the ribs and the other thing.
Buckle up on these next two, okay?
Sure.
First and foremost, good day to you. Good day to all. Sorry about your toothache, Naughty, but why didn't MJ host the show? Who was going to take care of me?
That is not why.
Come on, Dexter.
I have a standing engagement.
I am an only child, okay?
That is not why. And I have a standing engagement on Mondays, and as much as I would love to be here, because I got to admit, I do like hanging out with you guys, I was already kind of disposed. So I apologize that Naughty wasn't here and I wasn't able to step in for him, but maybe I could arrange some stuff for Mondays when things like that happen in the future.
Note to self.
Now you're going to just be
next time, Nicole, pop yeah. one or two extra. MJ will host on Monday.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. One of those big questions, MJ, is why? Who is having that many babies to get a new hospital instead of opening up the labor ward more and maybe letting fathers like you see childbirth without having to pay privately?
See childbirth? I'm not following. Are they...
Well, I guess when I was making a reference, I was in the room, out the room, so on and so forth.
That doesn't happen at PMH?
I don't know, but I could speak for most men. Texter, dudes want to make sure their wife okay, but we really don't have to see it.
Baby just has to be close, nearby. Does that not happen at PMH?
We don't have to see Alien versus Predator. We good.
You guys have to kind of edify me because I'm not sure. Exactly what you mean, Texter.
The Texter hitbox said, no, MJ, no epidural. I'm half Chinese.
Oh, okay. I'm not even going.
You had all the good.
I'm not even going there with
Chinese
you.
Chinese secret. Okay.
Not going there with you, Texter.
You drink this tea, you see dragon, you feel all better.
So that was an easy, easy childbirth for you. Congratulations. I'm jealous.
Naughty and MJ, I had a woman tell me toothache was worse than childbirth. Probably never had no kids, let's see.
No, but to say it that, I would assume you would have had, both experiences. Maybe for everyone it's different. I'm telling you, I've had some really bad toothache pains, but there is nothing, and I mean nothing, that compares to childbirth.
Here's one. Naughty and MJ, good afternoon. There's another weather system to be called Melissa that is likely to impact the Bahamas next week.
Oh, boy.
Apart from the water pumping at Saunders Beach 2 weeks ago, do you see ongoing flood mitigating work underway in from where you talked about the entrance to Fish Fry and Chippenham, St. Albans Drive, Papaw Track, or Vista Marina? No.
I've seen some
pumpage after the rain, and it was late because the neighborhood stayed flooded for 3 days.
But the drains need to be cleared.
Correct.
Like, we cannot go through again what we've gone through these last couple of weeks, where for days you have water ankle high. Well, it starts knee high and then it goes days. Like, that's crazy.
The reaction to flooding when it is most likely is unacceptable. Does Ministry of Works have 10 or more mobile pumps to increase the rate of water removal? I'm talking about optimizing the stopgap plan. No. Wow. Texter, I'm with you. I feel your pain. Trust me. Here's one I need you to buckle up. Respectfully, MJ, childbirth can never beat a man being kicked in his testicles.
Well, see, there again.
You will never have a man say, I think I want to be kicked in the groin region again. But you can hear women saying, I think I want to give birth again. And I'm not saying this because this is my wife. I have played sports twice. I got hit in the jewels. It is no fun. It is no picnic. But if I could imagine producing a child out of an orifice on my body, and that by kick away. In fact, call Brandon Aubrey from the Cowboys and let him kick away.
The world famous kicker. Two different experiences. I'll have to take your word for it, but I can tell you as far as what I can experience, that is up there.
Yeah, when the toothache, it affects the air, so toothache and airway combined is off the rectum. Yes, Texter, you feel it, but trust me.
It's bad.
And don't let it creep the other way from your ear toward your eye. If it up on that portion, then it get under your eye, that could be a mofo too.
And when that pain's so close to your brain, you start having crazy thoughts about what you could do to relieve it. You
remember that commercial years ago for the insurance company? The fire in my brain, it's burning. You remember that one? That's all.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vaguely.
But we do have lots to talk about. And another hot topic that keeps popping up is the media bosses, the media moguls.
Oh, the headline in the
Guardian
today.
That's one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You also got the hospital situation going on. You also got flooding island-wide. People still talking about it.
I was very curious about the comments that Anglican Bishop Laish Boyd made talking about campaign finance. I think that we don't talk about it often enough, but that this is the perfect silly season mm-hmm. in order for us to have that conversation.
Well, I've found a new silver lining in all of this, too, with the talks that are emanating. And I've added it to my Hall of Fame excuse list. As you know, number one ever. If you ever hear that I went to a football game and I was disorderly and there's intervention, I'm going to say, hey, just like the tourist said when they were found, you know, with smoking marijuana and drinking, the officer in brown told me I could do it.
That's
number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, you've experienced this during football season. The member is not prepared to answer at this time.
That's your new response?
Is not prepared.
So when your team loses.
When you ask me if I drilled in the guest bedroom to put up the new Dre broads, what did I tell you last week?
Yeah, you did.
The member is not prepared to answer at this time.
Because you did a terrible job.
Thank you, Prime Minister Depp. I didn't do a job.
But anyway.
So it can't be terrible because I haven't done it yet.
That's why it was terrible.
It'll be done by this weekend, okay?
I hope so. But I won't hold my breath.
All right.
So, I think it's also interesting. This is Diplomatic Week, right? Mm-hmm. And we should really touch on the comments, speaking, just tying it all together, your friend Shaky, what I call Dr. Uh-huh. Darvill, the comments he made about, you know, us not being able to move forward with the decision on the Cuban medical workers.
We can get to that, too.
Yeah, so I think we should touch on that
as
well.
But I wanted to tell you what the new addition was. Looking at what I hear coming from the Eyewitness News camp and the Tribune camp and the principals involved.
Oh, you mean trust me, bro?
Trust me, bro.
Oh, trust me, bro. Yeah.
Trust me, bro.
Ask hard questions.
Trust me, bro.
They don't tell you what they're going to do. It's just trust me, bro. Anyway.
Trust me, bro. Take my word for it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all
Nobody
of that.
Nobody was in the room except for me, the PM, and my mommy. But trust me, bro. That's what he said.
Yeah. So listening to Talking Heads, we're going to take this call first before we go to the break.
Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty and MJ.
What's happening, Jeff?
Listen, I'm just going to ask one very poignant question. This specialty hospital that they're talking about building, specifically for girls and women.
And children.
What are the specialties that they're talking about as far as this hospital is concerned?
Well, I think that when we've had conversations with the policymakers about it, childbirth, that's going to be one part. Maternity, and then child care. Why are you laughing, Jeff?
I'm laughing because from the last commentary I heard, Bahamian women aren't having children.
Not in the numbers we probably can. Yeah.
What's the next one?
Care for young children, who, as Dr. Fox did explain to us when he had an interview, and I did get to listen to him do another great interview on Z Live at Chivago Lang earlier today. He explained again that, you know, children have not mature immune systems, and so something like this will be very beneficial for our children.
Whereas I could understand that part.
Right.
The childbearing part, I don't understand because it is said that Bahamian women aren't having children. So as far as this hospital is concerned, who is this hospital really geared for as far as that's concerned? My second point. Now, if you were talking about women cancers and other diseases, I could understand it. As far as anything else, I don't understand the specialty part of this because all of the other services can be, and it's hard to say, can be had at PMH and the other private clinics and stuff. But now it shows the concern. Where's the services, the advance in services for PMH?
Yeah,
absolutely. Not available?
Yeah.
Why do we have to build another entity to do what PMH could do if the services were available?
Yeah.
It's a waste of the taxpayers' money. Like I said, if you're talking about cancers, if you're talking about other communicable diseases or whatever, I could understand. Outside of that, I don't understand that at all. Okay?
Thank you.
That's my comment for the
All right. Thank you
Good
so
stuff,
much,
Jeff.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, bro.
I think that the concerns don't have to be, like, the needs don't have to be mutually exclusive. We could need this new facility for women and children, and we could need to improve Princess Margaret, which I think we do have to do.
Correct.
One of the things that the government is, and this is like successive administrations have always been criticized for, is not doing the proper maintenance. So we build things, and then we kind of, not fully abandoned, but seem to abandon what we need to do to keep them at a certain level. So I totally hear the concerns of Bahamians, but I'm convinced that the hospital can serve a good.
The text line's hot today. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I'll answer for Jeff. The new hospital is being built for the Haitians that are coming here in droves.
I think that's a bit of an extremist point of view, I will be honest. Because, like I said, after having the conversation with Dr. Fox, I do recognize that there does need to be a facility for women and children And that may make a lot of sense. Now, do we want to spend money right now? Do we want to spend this money, build something else while something we have that should service everyone is in the deplorable state that we often hear about? Maybe we should, you know, kind of prioritize before we move forward.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. What's the deal with the $10 million the present government loaned a non-registered company named Carmichael Village Limited? Any updates on that?
Well, we've heard of this.
We've heard of it. No Freedom of Information Act, no Procurement Act.
We still haven't gotten an update from the government on exactly what's happening with that particular project. So your guess is as good as mine, Texter.
For real. Good afternoon, Naughty. That dental pain ain't no joke. NHIA needs to cover 100%.
Oh, yeah. For sure, pay the providers, and maybe that is a good idea to expand it, you know?
Naughty and MJ, I'm in no way an expert, but I suspect that the rising sea levels are putting pressure on our underground freshwater aquifers and lenses, resulting in oversaturation and flooding. That could be a problem with it, too.
So that means, you know, and I mean, I guess we know this. Things are going to get worse without mitigation.
Hey, Naughty and MJ, cheaper, they say they're building the UN office or hotel instead of a hospital because it sounds like a game hospital.
What happened?
Jokes for days, bro. Okay, there was a typo there and I was really trying to figure out what it meant, but okay.
Gotcha.
Naughty and MJ, Vista Marina and Papaw Track residents should create and circulate a petition demanding action to restore the drainage system immediately.
Yep.
Hope is not a solution. Mr. Clay Street and residents are holding their breath until this hurricane season ends. That's unacceptable. And we're holding our breath, too, because we got to go under the water to get out of them neighborhoods. So,
what's the thing you like to say? The only thing worse than dope dealers are
hope dealers.
Yep.
And we got a bunch of hope dealers, too. And we got some hope dealers that own radio stations and TV stations. And we got some hope dealers that own, you know, other entities. And we need to talk about them, too, because at the end of the day, when I look at media, I have no problem if anybody wants to get in politics. But there needs to be protocols and measures in place to maintain objectivity, transparency, accountability, and to make sure that the correct information is being disseminated.
Yeah, but they work here, but they don't really work here. Trust me, bro.
But then how the headliners get changed at 3 in the morning? And
don't worry about that. Just trust me, bro.
The misspelling of your, how does that happen?
Conflict of interest, what's that? Just trust me, bro. Anyway, we're going to talk about that.
Trust me, bro.
So much more.
Go ahead and bet 2,000 on the Cowboys next week. Trust me, bro.
We're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 with Naughty. And right back.
Trust me, bro. What she said, that's got to happen. Trust me.
But ye couldn't try me in a tri-state. Muddy pass, but I get him splashed till he hydrated. Bounce out, know he spook town, eyes dilated. I got the money and the power, both gyrating. I feel good, get the f*** out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. What the f***? I got hits, I got bucks, I got new paper cuts. I got friends, I got foes, but they all sitting ducks. Hit his turf and get cracking, double back like a deluxe.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles. Every week, John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Feeding the crew? Fueling the cravings? There's something for everyone with the new KFC fill-up box. Serving 6 juicy pieces of chicken, 4 buttery biscuits, crispy fries to share, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC fill-up box. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Wicked or weakness, you gotta see this. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips, in fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boobay tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst.
Rabbi gotcha on the Tuesday, October 21st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, Mary Jane and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're now getting into the buzz, brought to you by John's Shoes. Let's check out the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Gracious, Naughty and MJ, how you doing? Hey,
good afternoon.
Bray, I got a new name for you, Bray. I can start calling you Freysen, all right? Your nickname on this show is Freysen, because you be Freysen every day, not on just this show, on every other show. Bray, I say, hey, yeah, you Freysen.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. If you ain't first, you last.
Hey, better than being last year, all right? So what you got for me today, man?
Let me dive into the topic for 1 second before I go, right? I think that we are being, only in my view, I tend to see things a little differently than other people, right? It's
sure.
just me. I don't know, but it's just me. But I think we're being a little hypocritical on the Sabah situation, on him joining the PLP and him owning a radio station.
Okay.
Before people start cussing, right? Let me explain on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a radio station for over 50 years by the name of ZNS. ZNS has been controlled by the narratives by our two governments. Whoever owns the government owns the narrative of what's going on.
Call,
in the
I got to ask you a question pertaining to your ZNS reference. Isn't that why in 1992 Mr. Ingram opened the airwaves? Because of the biased, lopsided, jaded reporting that ZNS was being put out, was putting out?
And you are absolutely correct, but that's what I'm saying. We're being hypocritical. If it wasn't for that, right, and it still goes on in ZNS, let's just be real. Even though the chair doesn't lie about the situation.
Let me ask you a question, caller, because I really want to get to where you think the hypocrisy lies. The standard convention when a person that's in media enters politics is that they step down from that role when they are ratified or, you know, make it known or begin campaign, and they step down from that role, and different people do it at different points. They step down from that role. I don't think the conversation is surrounding whether they should own or as owners, whether they should enter politics, because I personally believe that everyone who has something to contribute should enter politics. Do your best. Good luck to you. The question has arisen because we've had one owner say on the record that they're not going to step down, and they've already started campaigning. So tell me where the hypocrisy lies in your view.
Okay, the hypocrisy lies, in my view, is right that it still goes on. Okay, I'll explain this on one thing, right? People tend to say your radio station is actually controlled by the FNM.
Right, people will say that.
That's just people's perception.
Sure. But what I'm asking you is, do you think that a journalist, a media personality that has declared, is campaigning, or is ratified, do you think that they should step down from their posts once that becomes an issue or once it becomes known, or do you think they should just continue in that role?
Okay, before we go, right, I think that they should step down.
Okay.
The reason for that is, right,
yeah.
The media is a very powerful instrument.
Yes.
I have recognized. Let me tell you something.
So
ever since I've been calling the show, right?
Sure.
You realize people from the States been calling me and telling me they heard me on the show.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because everybody listens to Talking Heads. Yeah, Talking Heads is the radio talk show that other talking talk show listens to.
So I think we're on the same page. Now you tell me why, as an owner who has ultimate power, who has ultimate control, if you are in media stepping down, why shouldn't that be the case with the most powerful person in that media company? Should they not step down?
My thing is, now I'm not. I don't think. I think they should run, but I'm not stupid enough to say that they should not step down. They should step down.
Okay.
Based on the fact, right?
Right.
That if something is misconstrued or perception that they are
public
guilty
faith.
Of something, right?
Right.
That they could control the narrative.
Yeah. So
because
I think...
obviously they wouldn't allow it to be publicized to the general public.
I think you and I are on the same page, and I think a lot of Bahamians are on the same page about this. Somehow, and this is the power of narratives, somehow the narrative has become... oh, people in media shouldn't be in politics. That is absolutely not what is, I think, at stake right now. What's at stake is whether or not, as we would expect for a lowly journalist or a lowly media personality to step down because of public faith and perception, that same standard should be held for the owner. So I think you and I are on the same page with this.
And Carla, here's another point for you, okay? I want you to look at something. Maybe the reason why entities say Guardian Radio is biased is because we ask the questions that aren't asked on other entities, on other platforms, because they're hard questions that this administration doesn't want to answer. So that's why you don't hear those questions on ZNS,
and most administrations.
Eyewitness News, and the Tribune. The Tribune has been MIA as far as, you know, holding governments to the fire like they've been legendary for, to spawn to swear to the dogmas of no master.
I think it's still there.
So I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe it's a case of we ask the questions that other people don't want to answer. And that's why, you know, they stick to the rivers and the streams that they know.
No, it's the fact that you guys don't run scripted shows.
No, right.
And if you
want to
come in,
let's be real. You guys do not have scripted shows.
No, we can't do that.
Allow callers to entertain and interject with the people on who you have there as a guest host.
That's the problem right there. Thank you so much, caller. I think you and I are on the same page.
Good stuff, man. Let's get
Thanks
to the
so
other
much.
Calls. Talking heads.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
What I find in this country is so unbelievable. Like, people have no guts. Like, you get former people, like the lawyers, former doctors, former politicians. They would sit down and let this country run right under the ground without even putting an input and say, Mr. Prime Minister, this ain't right. We can't allow you to be bringing in all these immigrants here over behemoths. That's one. Two, you know for a fact that the politician, the number man cannot run for no public office. And they still allowing it. They would not stand up. Like, these judges and lawyers, they just a waste of time in this country. They sit back and just allow anything to happen until it hit the fan. I think that this country is just being abused by these politicians. Nobody could say nothing. Nobody could do nothing. Soon we look like we can be like how Trump has the world right now. Trump destroying America, and everybody know it. They could see it. And they wouldn't stand up and say, look here, you're right or you're wrong. I don't know what's going on with the human people. We just bunch of gullible dummies, all of us.
Oh, wow.
Every living one of us.
All right. Thank you so much, caller. I want to say this.
How do you really feel?
There's nothing that precludes someone who's in the gaming industry from entering politics. Now, if they want to sit in the cabinet, there are rules surrounding that, and they would have to divest all of their interests. They cannot hold a gaming license and sit in the cabinet of the Bahamas. As far as his other thoughts on, you know, what business and maybe civil society and other parts of our society allow, I just want to say, and I want to turn this back on us, it's what we allow. We're the voters. We're supposed to be the bosses. What do we allow? It's very easy to say, okay, businesses should do more. I agree. Civil society maybe could do more. Sure, they're doing a lot, but I think, you know, there's always room for improvement. But what about us? What about us as voters? Because we're the ones sending these persons to go represent our interests. And if they don't do it, then what is your response? But thank you so much, caller.
Got another one here. Naughty, good afternoon. And MJ. MJ, don't hurt your head. You don't understand. There are no real rules that exist to monitor and control these rich fellas. It doesn't matter in this banana republic. Money runs this banana republic. There are no rules in place. As a matter of fact, Mr. Jones should worry about his leftover bills rather than comment on media.
Well, I don't know about all of that, but if he's talking about the comments made by a very respected journalist in this country, well, former, I don't think he practices journalism right now. He's an ambassador, Mr. Jones. where he talks about how people should enter politics the right way.
Original media house owner who this administration caught it last election is saying it should be done the right way, then it needs to be done the right way.
I agree.
I did see him remit his position, delinquish his position. I also saw, Lord bless the dead, Mr. Obie Wilscombe, when we were in the 94, when he decided to run, he went on and did a whole show as to why he was stepping down in accordance with the laws of this country.
And that's why I talk about
Mr. Mike Smith did it at ZNS when he decided to run. He resigned. I applaud Clint Watson for already putting it out. Hey, as soon as the announcement is made, if I'm ratified for Southern Shores, I will resign my position.
But in that situation that I'm not quite comfortable with, you have him right now serving in the capacity as general manager, and he's campaigning. So.
Yeah, Obie Roberts out there campaigning. What's with these Nepo trust fund babies? Him and Mr. DePuch Karen. What's going on with them wanting to get in politics now?
As far as the comments made by Mr. Jones, who talked about entering politics the right way, I think he makes some salient points.
Very salient.
You know? So.
And since he was the blueprint to do it, I mean, he should be the one who they listen to.
And I'm glad that his commentary also encompassed executives, because there's a twisted narrative out
there.
Trust
me, bro. I'm on an executive by title, bro. Trust me, bro. Trust me, man. I don't control anything.
We want to clear it up.
That's just a position because we printed the cards out and it says executive, but I'm not an executive. Trust me, bro.
What's on the table now is whether or not we are even going to hold the most powerful persons in these organizations to the same standard we would hold any member of the media whose name isn't on the checks, right?
Correct.
Would we expect a reporter to resign? Would we expect a media personality, a host to resign? We surely would. So what makes them exempt from the standards that, I mean, let's be honest, our parents and grandparents already litigated this matter. Yeah. Why are we trying to go back to things we've already dealt with?
Call IC, I get you in a second. But watch how the young people say, watch the psych, MJ. A couple weeks ago, some entities had their knickers all in a knot because our boy Pearly was hosting this show.
You're talking OPM?
All kind of letters and all kind of communications. And now Bo Peep, knickers in a knot, bunch up, quiet, nothing.
You read Animal Farm, right?
Correct.
You remember how there was a point when it was like four legs good, two legs bad.
Yep.
And then when they realized two legs actually was working in their favor, it became four legs good, two legs better.
Right.
Well, that's the moment we're living through right now.
That's what we're living through right now is correct. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Yeah, good afternoon to you and MJ.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
You were saying about to resign. Yeah, when he got nominated, then he got to resign.
Who are you referring to? Clint Watson?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
When he resigned.
I think he's already said that on the record. But there are some optics, yeah.
But now this thing really come about 25 years with the number boys.
Right, the moratorium.
We have to be very careful that those fellas do not control this country. Mm. And I mean, you know, that's what it looked like it had it too. You know, the government ain't saying they're giving them no 25 years. That's what they wanted.
Right.
Okay?
That's what they're lobbying for, we understand.
All right, but that should not happen.
Okay.
Because, see, it seems like certain people have got their ways in this country.
But if you get a whole referendum changed on your behalf, you're going to go back to the well thinking you could get something again.
They approve it anyhow. Then the fellow, he ain't getting nominated to run yet. He's saying the parliament's salary should be $300,000.
Correct. And you know there's certain laws in place that won't allow entities that are affiliated or own number shops to be in cabinet but they can change them laws too.
Yeah, but...
And I agree with MJ. I don't trust this administration not to change them.
$300,000. They get roughly over $100,000. Now he won't go to $300,000. And he was not even nominated yet. So
but remember we mentioned it on the show when he announced a couple of weeks ago, what's your intention? You are running.
Half of this country. And on top of that, and I said before, and you might have said, more people vote for a lottery, and they don't want that. You know, we need a national lottery. I think that money could go a long way. Then another thing I want to touch on, this thing with the nurse system.
Right.
If you say you can give the nurses $1,000 a month stipend, right? The next point. You're bringing in the foreign nurses. You're paying them a salary. Plus, you got to put them up. So wouldn't it be better if you using some of that money, which you're putting them up with, and increase the nurses' salary?
That may make sense if you can get the numbers where you need them to be fast enough, you know?
Because, see, when you bring them in, you got to put them in hotel, you got to put them in this. You should increase the nurses' salary so it'd be well more attractive for the nurses to come in. Because, like I can say, you're bringing them in, you got to pay them a salary, and plus you got to put them up, you got to give them an extra $1,500 or so a month or something like that.
Yeah.
Eventually, you could take that money, which you put them in to pay rent with, you could increase the Miami, you can recruit nurses for that.
Yeah,
anyhow,
no, we got it. Thank you.
Good stuff, Quad.
Thank you so
always,
much.
Man. Always
and I'm sure that
you.
There is a component of making the salaries more attractive to our Bahamian nurses that end up overseas practicing.
Correct.
Practicing that could improve the number of people who find it attractive to stay home or to come back home. But I'm pretty sure that we'll always need a component of maybe foreign nurses to assist. But without the numbers, I promise you, I can't say we have no idea what it looks like. But speaking of the nurses. Dr. Tarvel actually said that he's waiting on U.S. approval before we figure out whether or not we're going to move ahead with this deal with the Cuban healthcare workers. Now, the last time I checked, and I haven't checked in a while, so I could be mistaken here, but the Bahamas is a sovereign nation. He's talking about a deal with our country and another country because Cuba has been involved in this process, at least the last time I checked, and saying that he's waiting on the approval. Now, I am not a naive person. I'm pragmatic. We understand the position that the United States has taken on this. We understand the nature of our relationship with them, how much, you know, we kind of need to have a good relationship with them. That's just a reality of life, right, for business interests. But to say, Dr. Darvall, to the world that a sovereign nation is waiting on the approval of another nation is absolutely bonkers to me. Not that what you're saying isn't, you know, kind of like our reality, but you must find a much better way to say it. Do not say out of your mouth that a sovereign nation is waiting on the approval. I have a real problem with that word. Of another nation in order to move forward with something that is going to help our healthcare system. I remember, I'm old enough to remember a couple of years ago during the first Trump administration, then ambassador nominee, his name is Doug Manchester, when he went in that Senate hearing for a confirmation hearing and called this country a protectorate. And that created a mini scandal because he said, for all intents and purposes, the Bahamas is a protectorate. So for those of you that are wondering what I'm talking about, he's basically calling us a vassal state, right? Like we're not a sovereign nation. That created a bit of controversy. I could not see that man being confirmed as ambassador here. I mean, he had some other scandals, but I couldn't see us accepting someone who viewed us, for all intents and purposes, as he said, as a protectorate. So why on God's green earth would you go in front of the press and say we're waiting for approval?
Carl, I'm coming to you now. Let me tell you why. The text just hit and say, Naughty, let MJ know right to the chase. Shaky wants to keep his visa.
And let's talk about that, because that was the threat that the United States levied at our government officials, which is that their visas would be revoked, the visas of their family members. Now, I get it. Overall, we do want a good working relationship, but we are by no means or should not be saying out of our mouths, a cabinet minister no less, that we are waiting for the approval of the U.S.
And you always want to rise, call him shaky. Naughty and MJ, if they get $300K, then the minimum annual wage needs to be $100K. If he make that happen, he would have more consideration for my vote.
Can I say, I don't think the money, I think that was all a curry favor exercise, because that kind of money, I'm sure, is like a drop in the bucket compared to what his businesses make.
Let me get these texts in and I get to the caller.
For him.
Afternoon, MJ and Naughty. I often wonder why the government doesn't use the property at Collins House for a new hospital and multi-level parking lot. It's right next to PMH and Doctors Hospital.
Very interesting.
Because that makes sense.
Interesting.
Can't blame the country woes on Haitians, guys. Part of the problem is they're not just Haitians. But out of those foreign nationals, the majority are. So we have to look at it and keep it real.
I think immigration handled properly is a benefit to this country, right? As all countries, they do
but
need
that. But I'm just keeping it at 100. There are burdens put on by foreign entities in this country.
But uncontrolled immigration
correct.
Is a problem, not just for this country, but for almost everybody. Every country in the world at this point.
Naughty and MJ, that caller must be stuck on stupid. We should condone but be ended because it was wrong, because we were forced to accept 30-plus years ago. Which point was that text? Because a lot of points were made up.
And
so
be nice.
Were
texters.
Brought up. So text me.
How do texters call it?
Texting.
I'm cussing the call. Like, come on. We're all talking heads.
I already told you we got the biggest and the best and most bumptious, you know, listeners around. Naughty, the flooding could be rectified. Go 200 feet into the ground with drilling instead of 80 feet. Pay me for the advice. Cowboys looking halfway good. Pearly and them selling out to the Dodgers. Steelers better watch their behind. I agree. Naughty with Sabas or Carbon them, or listen, Carbon type of Karen them, they will step down, but they have influence over their media, correct?
We understand that.
And I know that.
But at the very least, the explanation, particularly the one offered by, well, kind of both of them, which Mr. Karen has said, he's an executive, but he doesn't really do anything. Am I understanding that correctly? I'm chief executive, but I don't do executive functions.
Well, I've heard people say that, but I mean for
and
different
then
reasons.
Then we have the, what's his name? The gentleman, the CEO at Eyewitness. Is it Gershon Major? Mr. Major?
Yeah.
Offered some commentary to the newspapers in which he says that Ms. Sebastian doesn't handle the day-to-day and or isn't in the newsroom. You know, they both give variations of that same. And first of all, the explanation is kind of like, trust me, bro,
yeah.
They own all of this, but they ain't got nothing to do with none of that.
All right, Texas, I'm going to get to all of your texts right after the news in the 5 o'clock hour. Let me get to these callers right here now before we get to the break. But I totally
agree. Yeah, it's a weird logic.
Talking heads.
Yes, quick 3 points. Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
My kids as a dog. I wish you MJ, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Hey, Naughty, how's MJ sidekick? How you doing?
I am great.
See, Alan, my friends like you who need animals.
Right?
Let's get to the point.
But here's the point. You can call all of my kids, all the adult ones, and ask them to say, what do you think of your dad? And see how nice they are will be. Okay? So, you know, don't they have autonomy and all this other good stuff?
We get it.
They don't house their own cars and their own children? Okay. So we can talk about the influence. But I just want to talk about this concept that we have about we running around. First of all, we said we got $150 billion worth of carbon credits. That means that we can never produce the amount of carbon credits that we can absorb the world carbon credits as much as we reduce. Yet you have a prime minister running around saying, we're trying to be carbon neutral. Hell, we're carbon negative to the tune of $150 billion a year. So, again, they don't know what they're talking about. But when we start talking about we're going to sue this one and sue that one, right? We're closing up to China for loans and everything, right? And China has 60% of its energy from coal, one of the greatest emitters. Okay, we say we gained to China, we gained to India and all these other places to do in co-op. And so we have to be serious about it. We've spent trillions of dollars trying to mitigate nature. And when you look at nature itself, mankind has always innovated its way out of it. And we innovate ourselves out of the ozone and everything else. Mankind will fix this earth. It's not going anywhere. And so what we need to do is, since everybody's into this pimp prostitute type of carbon credits, we know it doesn't affect us, and we know this isn't going to change anything, but we can make our money. But in the meantime, we have all the aragonite and all the resources we need, warming, rising, sea rising, whatever you want. The problem is you haven't heard anybody talking about the solution. Wait. Nope. You got one idiot talk about selling our heart, and then we'll just live without it.
Thank you so much, Ciale.
Good stuff, Ciale.
Now, I don't want to, because Ciale included in there, like, a motivation for why we're doing this potential lawsuit against these big polluters, and I don't want to impute motives on the administration. They have been very focused on climate change, so maybe, you know,
trust me, bro.
It's
all about
right
climate change.
To do.
See, Alan, trust me, bro. They really care about climate change. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, we don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
Trust me, bro. What's going on, GNN? Everything cool?
Hi, good afternoon, GNN.
Yeah, listen. So they don't threaten me again this week. Wanna do nice at the hospital.
Oh goodness.
Right?
What you mean they threaten you? What you mean they threaten you?
And they'll nice tell me when I last week made a contribution against the hospital trying to expose and help them to get a better hospital. And they stop telling me and pointing my face and tell me, I tell you, shut your mouth up.
What?
Yeah.
Do me a favor, Mike, you need to get some names.
I got the name.
All right. Call me off there. Because that ain't right. But they can't be bullying you patients in there.
I've been writing letters and stuff, Naughty. Mm-hmm. But one of the very few patients that has the sense to write letters, but they haven't answered me. I didn't write much, but 6 letters. I write one last week. They're answering me. They're trying to brush over everything. That's a big cover-up in that hospital. Now, let me tell you something. It is deliberate, Naughty and Mary J, what they do into that hospital. You know why? I am convinced. The doctors and stuff, they ain't got nothing in that hospital. You ask them for Panadol, they ain't got it.
What?
You know why?
Are they still out of drip bags?
They getting some more. But Naughty, what they are doing, and I kid you not, all of those doctors and some of those interns would have little businesses and stuff. They're deliberately running the hospital into the ground so patients can come there. Because they tell me, that, you know, one time ago, if you break something, you could have gone to the hospital and get a thing, stay on the ward. I break my leg, and they tell me, in order to get that fixed, the hospital don't have the stuff, $50,000. You understand me? This is what they're doing to that hospital. And all of those member parliaments, they know it. They
are
soliciting funds. They charging dialysis patients too and trying to charge $275 a day for treatment. When the private patients they send out there don't pay a dollar. You understand me? The hospital is a rip-off, Naughty. And they got a piece of property right across the road from me where I live. That's must be about 2 or 3 acres. They could build a new hospital right up, going up the hill in the back there. Where Johnson, Otto, and all that is, they could buy that property, combine all that property and build a new hospital. This is by design, Naughty.
This is amazing.
Good stuff, Jenna.
Thank you, Jenna.
I hope you continue to feel better, bro. And I'd love to hear from you soon again.
Yeah, feel better. That's egregious. If, you know, I mean, it's just egregious the way he described it.
You know how many Bahamians fear? You know how many people have told me, Naughty, but I got to do whatever I can to stay healthy, because I can't afford doctors and I don't want to go to PMH.
Well, yeah, that's been the sentiment
for
a while now.
You know how Bahamians still look at PMH as a death sentence?
It's not where we should be as a country at this point in time.
Crazy.
It's not where we should be.
All right, let's take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll get into your text. Texts keep them coming. I see them. MJ and I get to all of them. Phone lines will be back open. We'll wrap this up, and then we'll talk a little bit of sports in the 5 o'clock hour, all right? But if you got something in your craw, something got you going, and you want to keep this conversation, you got it. The Tuesday, October 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you just like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the park. Ay, put the wrong label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 God. Ay, freak, need to stay there inside. Ay, like a fresh pack of Zod. Ay, city.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast biz queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our 3 locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Valia, we a big deal when we touch ground. Yeah, I can see why we're pulling up.
Anything for the taste, what we love. Barbecue, spicy and original, flavorful, crispy, irresistible.
Three piece with a fries and a Pepsi. Bro, get your one big deal, stop stress me. All over the pan, the toilet, no left free.
Anything for the taste of a juicy, crunchy, irresistible KFC big deal. Three pieces of delicious chicken, fries and Pepsi. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Audie and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hey. Hey.
But somebody gotta do it. Got my foot up on the gas. But somebody gotta do it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Print Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
Beginning thrown like it was pass interference, padlock around the building, crash pulling up in unmarked truck just to play freeze tag with a pick like it was sea bass. So when I made it out, I made about 50k from a show, trying to show the ropes before they hump my rope. I'm prophetic, they only talk about it, how I get it. Only good for saving face, seen the cosmetics. How many heads I gotta take to level my aesthetics? Hurry up and get your muscle up, we up to plow.
Whereby I got you on the Tuesday, October 21st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane and your company right up until 6 p.m. As promised, we are going to go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock hour. We will talk sports, a lot of sports to talk about. Still got to talk about the World Series. Got to talk about NFL Week 8.
Shohei.
And some other things going on as well, too. Big, big potential trade. Cowboys in Vegas engaged in trade talks right now for Max Crosby. Well, I got my fingers crossed. I got my toes crossed. I got all parts of my body crossed because we need this trade to go down in Dallas. Now, with that being said, let's get back to the text. Naughty and MJ, there are no real checks and balances at the hospital or on this island in general. Everything is on autopilot. Absolutely nothing works properly.
Can I just say this? Because I was really thinking about it over the break. To that nurse that said to GNN, you know, to shut up or be quiet or stop talking, that's absolutely not only unprofessional, but it shouldn't be happening. Here's this. Instead of threatening your patients and making them feel uncomfortable, why don't you do the job to the best of your ability? Or if you can't do that, why don't you go ahead and kick rocks? Because persons shouldn't be coming to the hospital and feeling out of place because they, you know, exercise their constitutional right to speak up about what's happening in their country. Okay?
And maybe if you're out of supplies, you should agitate and write continually to your supervisor till they get sick of your writing, so they will go to their supervisor. And the squeaky wheel gets the most oil.
Maybe you should call the shows, the talk shows, and tell us exactly what's going on. So we can advocate or try our best to do so on your behalf.
Then you'll get what you need, and then you don't have to point nobody finger in nobody's face telling them to be quiet. Because at the end of the day, they want to go there to feel safe and secure about getting quality health care.
Ridiculous.
All right, let's get to this phone call. Talking Heads. Call us back, caller.
Sorry, you're waiting, caller.
Naughty and MJ, I heard that Obi Roberts will be ratified in Southern Shores and not Clint Watson. Okay, so they
congratulations passing, to him if that happens. They're passing what?
Okay.
They're passing what?
No, I mean,
I wish all of the candidates well, you know.
Okay,
they passing over. I don't think everybody is necessarily suited for the office.
The GM of ZNS for another Nepo trust fund baby.
I don't think everyone that has presented themselves.
And I mean, if Obi is getting ratified in Southern Shores, he's been from pillar to post. He has been the poster child for political babbitry over the last two election cycles. Golden Gates, Golden Isles, Southern Shores, this place, the next place. So, hey, I find
maybe he really Obi, he really wants to serve.
Hey, being Fred's lapdog and taking his marching orders, obviously paying him. So props to you in Southern Shores. Whenever you want to come on the show and chop it up, let's do it.
Yeah, congratulations to everybody that's gotten ratified. I mean, that's a big deal. Putting yourself forward is not an easy task. Most of us wouldn't do it, but not everybody is necessarily suited for this job that they're seeking. So we, the voters, will have to do some weeding out.
But Obi, I will tell you one thing, and I know you a long time. Go find every political notebook that your dad left behind and eat it, sleep it, drink it, inhale it, swallow it, and learn it.
Masterclass.
Mm-hmm. Then put two handles on it and try carry it. Okay? All right. Not an MJ. Any leader that depends on another nation will be a leader that will enslave you in the long run.
That is
run.
Crazy.
Boy,
I mean,
but
and I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure it wasn't intentional. But at this point, Dr. Darvill should know better. You cannot go on the record and say we're waiting for another nation's approval. Like, that just doesn't even sound right. Even if it's what you're thinking in your mind, and you may say that is the reality of the situation, you must find a more, sensible way of expressing that you're in negotiations with the United States. Right, T? See how I said that? You could say we're still in negotiations with the United States.
Not being for Uncle Sam to tell me it's cool when he approves it. Until then, I can sit here and wait and hope I keep my visa. Shake, 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 shake.
Well, the problem is, they threatened a visa, so.
I need you to look up a song. I can't remember who sang it. Back in the day, it was called Shake, 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 Shake It. Shake, Shake, Shake It.
That helps a lot, right, Mr. Producer?
That's shaking anthem on Talking Heads.
Like a needle in a haystack.
Every time you talk about it, shake a lot, we can play that on Talking Heads. That's his anthem. All right, here we go. Naughty and MJ, in terms of making nursing more attractive for Bahamians. Do you recall how elevated the nursing profession in the Bahamas used to be? Do you recall for specialist training how Sister Achara, Sister Osadebe, and the late Sister Pat Bethel? I remember Mrs. Achara too. I swam with her kids. And I was in class with I swam, Anthony was ahead of us. And then Ijoma was in my class.
Right.
And Sunobi was behind me. So right. I knew the whole Achara family, man. Good swimmers.
We're losing something. We're losing some recipes for sure.
Sister Pat Bethel were all sent to London for training. This made the profession highly regarded, and many young women wanted to join and have a career. Yep. Notice the word, career.
Absolutely. We something's lost in the sauce for sure.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Caller, I see I got you in a second. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Kidney stone pains are the worst. Had toothache, too. And why the Bahamian man laughed and said the new hospital is for Haitians. I'm a Bahamian man with 8 kids and 5 Bahamian women.
Hold on.
You're a Cromartie.
Wait, hold on now.
I always thought Cromartie was a Bahamian name, you know.
I was going to say, you like my parents who have a lot of brothers and sisters, but then you come into 5 women and No, sir.
And I took care of all my kids and other people's kids.
Congratulations. Wait.
The more you text, you become a Jerry Springer
tell
episode.
Tell us more.
And all of them were born at BMH. So Bahamians should have kids. Then they won't have to worry about who the new hospital is for.
Much for too much information.
And listen, you can't say that you didn't do your part in building the Bahamas.
Oh, he certainly did. My goodness. But 5 different women? No, come on now.
All right. He said we could allow Sabat because ZNS did it under Celindon O'Pinion. Oh, boy. No, Texter. We got to hold people to standards, okay?
Yeah, we're litigating things that we've already... Conflict of interest. I think we've already kind of litigated this so many times over the years. What's crazy to me is what we were saying before is the basic explanation that we're getting from these persons who seem that they don't want to step down is, trust me, bro, I don't have nothing to do with nothing with the news. Now, you own everything around the newsroom. You're the boss of the person that runs the newsroom, but trust me, bro, I don't have nothing to do with it.
I don't have nothing to say.
And can we talk about what a paradox it is to just come out here and basically say to people, I don't have anything to do with it, but I still want to hold on to it. So basically, it's I'm hands off, but I still holding on.
What happens when you're on front line, though, and media outlets want to interview candidates and they ask you a question regarding the election? Are they not going to run your answer because it's your station? Or are they just going to run it till the wheels fall off because it is?
You know what I found weird? So we don't know what the prime minister's stance is on this, whether these media bosses should step down or whether they, should step back. Or as Mr. Jones suggested, at the appropriate time, they definitely should resign those positions. We don't know what the prime minister's thoughts are on
this. I know what his thoughts are.
But
the member is not prepared to answer at this time.
We got a kind of preview through one of the potential candidates, Mr. Karen, in his explanation of saying that...
Callers will get you in 2 seconds.
In his explanation of saying that what's going to happen is his mom is going to be the check on him, because if he does wrong, she will let us know. Or she, that's a very strange
I think, come on now. We can't bring how your mom treats you in your personal life into political life.
What I'm saying.
Obviously, you know, she runs things. That is the matriarch of our family.
That's the full.
Obviously, you don't want to, you know, bring any negative light to her. But at the end of the day, trust me, bro. My mom can make sure I do it.
That's the full ethics review. My mom is going to handle it. Like, that is crazy. But he did say in that article with Travis Carol Cartwright of The Guardian, that appeared in The Guardian, I think, yesterday, he did say that the prime minister, when he told the prime minister what his mom's comments was, the prime minister said, "Atta girl," right? This is crazy. Like, and I really wish, and here I go, I will give a little knock to Guardian. I really wish that we had followed up to get the prime minister's position on this OPM, communications team, that's always quick to put out something if something sounds a little bit off, has not even told us what the prime minister's position is on this, if he's going to allow these media moguls to continue in their capacity up to nomination, during campaigning, once they're elected. Like, he has said nothing.
The member is not prepared to answer this time.
It's a bit of an echo chamber that the only thing in the public domain right now for us to understand the prime minister's position on this is what a candidate who benefits from saying that the prime minister approves of this, basically that's what it translates to.
Trust me, bro. That's what he said, but my mommy went
all
in the room.
That is the only confirmation we have so far. And that is what I talk about when I talk about an echo chamber in the media and how we have to guard against certain things.
Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything cool. Hey, nice.
Hello?
Naughty,
yo,
I mean, that
co-host
is nice,
so
right?
So I'm nice, okay.
Oh, okay, all right.
Take
that's MJ. I'm naughty, she's nice. I got it, okay. But I'm both.
I'm in the room, nice and naughty.
All right. How about get nice with naughty? That's even better.
No, naughty and nice.
Okay.
Separate individuals. You got to go with your wife, remember? Okay, good.
Right, but if I say get nice with naughty, I'm putting my wife in front of me saying get nice with naughty.
I think we got it.
Anyway, go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, okay. Why BDC operating like a tuck shop, man?
What's happening?
I mean, at the end of the day,
you say tuck shop?
I'm tuck shop, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Actually, tuck shop like them ones in the ghetto. I mean, hold on. They ain't got no cashier, right? The manager collecting money. He got thousands of dollars. He pushing everything in his pocket.
Wait.
They ain't taking no cash. It's all, I mean, it's crazy in there.
So it seems like they're having some issues. Which location did you visit, caller?
That's Carmichael.
Okay.
Another thing, right? That lies business, right? To make a call and ask for a BDC cell phone for cell phone, they charge me $1 a minute. That don't sound right to y'all.
$1 a minute?
That's expensive.
Hold on. That's almost long distance rate. What do you mean $1 a minute?
Overseas calling and ask for. I call in and ask for. And the irony, when I go on Carmichael, a live store, right, one store apart. It's crazy what's going on in this town. And you know what? When I spoke to the manager in BDC, he's telling me, you know, that's what it is. They can't do nothing about that. They got to make their money. But you know what? If IRCA is supposed to be protecting the public, right?
Right.
IRCA cutting deals with the government, sitting down at the table too, right? And the behemoth public are the victims, okay? If I get in charge of $1 a minute, like I call in England or someplace, because I could have called the family a long time ago for less 10, 15 cents a minute.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is crazy. And to me, it's akin to it's a robbery. That's what it is, because there ain't no way, no one in their right mind could be paying no $1 to call nobody on no phone and ask for no $1 a minute.
That's very crazy. And I have it on good.
We're gonna
good authority that persons over at IRCA are always listening to this show. So you just heard the caller. I don't know what's happening.
Especially the crew who used to wake you, holler at your friends, man. We need some questions answered.
I'm sure there are persons in senior position at BTC and alive also listening. So you have to check on those customer service complaints. So, yeah.
All right, here we go. All respect to GNN, it costs a private practitioner more money to run their business than the public hospital. They don't get any concession from the government like how the hospital does.
Thanks, Dexter. Okay.
Naughty, I got confirmation that nurses are doing their job, they're doing the jobs of doctors in the hospital, and they are writing prescriptions to patients. That's a criminal act.
Writing prescriptions.
CIME needs to investigate.
Writing prescriptions? Now, I know that
Dexter,
perhaps
that's some
there
big allegations,
would be.
Boy.
Some nurses that are able to do that. I know that in the U.S., you know, you have some nurse anesthetists. I hate that word.
Nurses
anesthetists. That's what they're called. Anesthetists. I work hard getting that word.
Anesthesiologist?
No, anesthesiologist. But they're also something called nurse anesthetists. So
anesthetist.
Yeah.
So anesthetist is what they deal with birds in.
Some are able to write prescriptions.
Baby
so
birds and feed them worms.
I'm not entirely sure, but I'm sure the powers that be are listening, and we will take that under advisement. That may be something that's happening. If you see like it is, that maybe should not be.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Roads and Parks Chairman Mikhail Barnaby has been in Golden Isles campaigning for Darren Pickstock, and contract holders still haven't received their September pay as yet, and we're almost at the end of October. He needs to go take himself and go campaign for the people money around here doing foolishness.
By election coming.
Well, I told you.
All eyes on
be
Golden
very
Isles.
Very aware, Golden Gates. Of
as Senator Golden Isles?
Golden Gates. And he says Mr. Pickstock has been in. Sorry, Mr. Barnaby has been in Golden Isles campaigning for Darren Pickstock.
Right, Tyus, not Golden Gates, Golden Isles.
Golden Isles. Okay. And Golden Isles, I warn you, when it comes to Senator Darren Pickstock, the word golden is the taboo. Golden yoke, what he was in charge of, became the golden joke, and now it's golden broke. Because the eggs broke everywhere. We didn't get none of the eggs, and the money gone. Golden Isles.
So many.
Be very afraid. He don't have the Midas touch when it comes to Golden. I'll tell you that right now. He got the boo-boo touch, so be very careful.
It's just, it is kind of sad. Like, I try to keep, like the British say, stiff upper lip about some of the things happening. But it is sad that so many of our initiatives don't turn out to benefit us the way that they should, you know? And we invest a lot of money in some of these things. So the eggs, not sure what happened there, but my goodness, it would have been better if that could have been successful.
Naughty, I have a song for you to play for Fishmouth Dog. Y'all are not easy. Y'all are not easy.
Do not
easy.
Start following him.
Y'all are not easy.
We're not
enough.
Calling names.
Oh, Lord. You know, I try.
Thank you.
I try my
Thank
best.
Thank you, Dexter.
But y'all, Dexter, know some of y'all know me. Let's throw in fastball right now. Naughty can swing fastball. He's just like Aaron Judge. He can swing. He can't lay out the fastball.
Can I just
swing.
Say this quickly? I just want everyone to have this is an article that appeared in the Tribune today where Bishop Leish Boyd talked about how...
Our campaign financing, correct?
How
reform.
How money shouldn't determine election outcomes. Just a couple of things he said, and it'll be better if everyone got a chance to just... you know, read his words, because I thought they were very sober and some good advice. He talked about how there are so many things we have to tackle, including immigration, healthcare, and mental health. He also talked about how, you know, the healthcare conditions needed to be fixed because they're deplorable. He said politicians and voters share responsibility. You hear that? Politicians and voters share responsibility for corruption and vote buying. He says that we should treat elections as a national development, character and integrity-based exercise, not a contest of influence or wealth. So I just thought it was pretty good for him to say those words. And
but
I hope
we, need to,
hope you we know, heed, you know, leaders in the community that speak out like
that. That's one thing
that
I respect the U.S. for, though. You know who's supporting who. You know who donated to whose campaign.
Yeah.
You know why they donated. You see people get it and you wonder why things happen. Well, they were big time
yep.
special interest
and
groups. They donated.
And corporations are people too, my friends,
correct.
Right? So Mitt Romney.
The
U.S. Supreme Court determined that.
Yeah,
so
corporations
it's not like
too.
You can't give, but there has to be some sort of openness about some of this giving. By the way, did you hear about the former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy? He actually was, he reported to prison today. He's facing a 5-year prison sentence. This marks the first time that a former leader of a modern, you know, France has spent time behind bars. He was found guilty last month of seeking to acquire funding from Libya's Muammar Gaddafi for the campaign that saw him elected in 2007, and then he admitted office in 2012. So he literally, a former French president in modern times, is literally going to jail today for 5 years because he tried to solicit campaign
the
funding.
The same Gaddafi who was killed under
the same Gaddafi. He tried
nefarious
to
circumstances.
Solicit campaign funding from Gaddafi. So it's just a point that some countries take these things really seriously. And I think, you know, just read Bishop's commentary today, because I think we all should take our civic duties in terms of...
I just want to let you know that Bishop Lish boy.
Mm-hmm. Is it Lish or Lish? You just said it a different way.
We used to call it both ways at St. Andrews, but I think it's Lish.
Okay. But so apologies, Bishop.
Former St. Andrews head boy when St. Andrews was St. Andrews.
Okay, got it. Yeah, but I thought his comments are, you know, really sober and timely.
Naughty and MJ, this administration is too corrupt. They have no choice but to be the USA's lapdog. The new embassy ain't big for nothing, you know.
Yeah, we're not lapdogs. And I get how people want to say the, you know, corruption is always the first line that we look at because we think, oh, there's no way you could be this incompetent, right? So it got to be corruption. But never underestimate the power of incompetence. Just saying.
Okay, Naughty, have Obi and Clint promised to join Sabas and give him their support for leadership, as Sabas has better odds of being PM in 2041.
Oh my God, you gone to
2041. I thinking if we're in 2025, you thinking maybe 2030, 2035.
They jump a couple of cycles. Let's just get through this election.
Or after that, Brave out for two terms. The only way Brave gets two terms is if we charge him for the wrong he has done to Bahamians and he gets two prison terms.
No.
Wow.
No. Okay, let's just be a little bit sober. We are talking about the prime minister, but I will say this.
But
it
speaks to the disenfranchisement of Bahamian citizens.
Right, but we're still speaking about our prime minister. And just as I want our leaders to have some decorum and sense with some of the things they say, I think we should, you know, practice a little sense with some of the things we say too. As far as Mr. Davis goes, I don't see him in another election pass. Maybe he views this as the penultimate election for him. I really see this as his last bite at the apple. Because if he's not elected, and you know, I don't like ageism. I think if you're fit and you could do it. But I think this country will look really different in 2031.
If you're up there and you can do it, wonderful. If you're a silly septuagenarian, you got to go.
I don't think the politics, if he doesn't win the next election, I don't see, you know, a return performance.
But, you know, in the barbershops, the hot talk is, you know, Sabas hedging his bets. It's a win-win for him. If this administration currently loses in the next election, but he wins, that's a win.
Do you know how much ambition some men and women have?
Like, and if they he got beat with the Brave administration stick. He could come back fresh again in the next go-round.
He may have those ambitions. We'll see. We'll see if he appeals and connects with the voters.
Let's get this caller in real quick, then we'll get to the break. Talking heads.
Hey, Noni, you always forget the prime minister is actually 74.
Yeah.
Evidently, this is last time running after this time.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah,
I think so.
Technically, right? You realize he's made history.
Right.
He's the oldest prime minister if he wins.
Yeah.
And look, bear in mind now, he also beat the two-term. Remember, we have a curse now that there is no two-term government.
Right. Yep. No. Well, you call it a curse or a blessing? I don't know.
Just remember, we don't vote. We don't vote for governments. No, we vote governments out.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. It feels that way for sure. Thank you.
He would be a legend.
Yeah, I think this is it. I think this is the last hurrah.
All right, we'll get to the break. Good stuff.
Thank you so much.
We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll talk some more politics, and then we'll talk sports. Keep it right where you got it. And this is right here. Yeah, let it run to the break for the minister.
Oh, is this Metro?
Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin. No, Metro Boomin is
no, not Metro Boomin.
Say it again. Metro Station. See, I didn't
Metro
do
Station, yeah.
Radio all those years, but not Metro Station.
Metro Station, yeah, man.
Yes, thank you. Boy, you found a needle in the haystack, Mr.
And it's
producer.
Called Shake It.
Shake It, yes.
And we're sending this out to our boy, the minister, better known as Shaky on this show. Go ahead, Dr. Dog, but shake it one time.
Break.
Shaky, shaky.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
The technicians at Muffler World on Mackey Street and Robinson Road can do a lot of things to make your car perform better. Like make sure the wheels are properly aligned and that your brakes actually work and that your car is using the correct oil and in fact has oil. Those same techs can replace your entire exhaust system. Check out Muffler World for the top of the line Walker muffler. Now if you want your ride to sound rude, Muffler World can help you there too with a system by Flowmaster. Muffler World, Mackey Street and Robinson Road. Mufflers and a whole lot more.
There is a new king in town, and the only place to find him is at Burger King Nassau. Introducing the Cheesy Ring King, featuring two juicy flame-grilled beef patties stacked with American cheese, crisp bacon, barbecue sauce, honey mustard, and the crown jewel. Three golden mozzarella rings served on a soft, buttery brioche bun. It's bigger, it's better, and it's cheesier. Want just cheese rings? They're available as a side, too. Get the Cheesy Ring King at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations. Available for a limited time only.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hey. Rip, I gotcha on the Tuesday, October 21st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. And in all fairness, I got to talk some sports.
Let's talk sports.
Pearly tied up in a meeting. All right, Pearly apologized. He said he'll be back in full effect tomorrow, but I understand how them things go.
Gotcha, Pearly.
All right, quick text right here. Naughty and MJ, after the PLP loses this election, money will determine the next PLP leader. In the city of gold, the man with the gold sets the rule. Mm. Rule number one, the king is always right. Rule number two, when in doubt, please refer to rule number one.
Heard that. That's...
Naughty, yeah. Could you please give that song to the FNM so they could play that for Dr. Darvall on the rally?
Y'all just as bad encouraging craziness.
I tell y'all.
Just as bad.
All right, so let's just slide over to sports real quick.
Big night.
Big night as far as, you know, college football. We got some games. NBA opening night tonight, two big games. The Thunders get their ring, and then you got the Lakers with Luka taking on your boy Steph Curry. And the Golden State Warriors. I know you're a big Spur fan, but I know you love Steph Curry.
Wemby's my boy, but Curry close behind. Correct. Curry, yeah.
So we got something to watch at 10 o'clock tonight. We could cut it up and watch the Lakers.
Yeah.
And no LeBron, so it's even better for me.
How long is he out?
Not long enough. It's 3 to 4 weeks with the sciatica, and I think we're going to see a lot of load management and a lot of resting for LeBron this year, a lot of minutes in, collect that last year contract from the Lakers, and I think next year he'll try to go elsewhere and have the swan song
with
the super
team
and go out with the league farewell.
But wait, let me just ask you this question, because if you are going to go out, if you just do one more year, right, wouldn't you want that swan song, that last glorious year, to be in L.A. where you can have all the stars and document it? And the only other places he could go is do it in Cleveland, right?
Well, he can't even if he wants to, because the new owner of the Lakers, the owner of the Dodgers, they don't believe in long and the tooth petulant superstar athletes.
So he'll do 1 year just to have that swan song and not do it with
and
the Lakers?
And probably in Cleveland if he could load up and cut a deal and clutch
place.
Could massage or return to
That's
Cleveland.
That's the only
and,
other place to me
oh,
that makes sense.
God.
Yeah.
So you have that to look at. Then you have some other interesting tidbits coming out of sports around the league. The Dallas Cowboys apparently making an offer and picking up the phone and inquiring about all-pro defensive lineman from the Las Vegas Raiders, Max Crosby.
Wow. That'll be a big deal if it happens.
And if we could get Max Crosby, get him just intertwined and worked into that defense where he can just put pressure on the quarterback and he stops to run, unlike the linebacker from Penn State who used to play for the Cowboys who now plays for the Packers.
Micah Parsons. That, we know his name.
That scumbucket. Yeah, that cheesehead.
We know his name.
That rotten, that Fromuga cheese or whatever you call it. Beluga cheese or whatever.
Kind of cheese
Fromage.
That
that's what I was thinking of. That's cheese in
well,
French,
that's,
right?
That's cheese in
Fromage,
French.
Fromage,
yeah.
Rotten cheese. So anyway, that's something that we need to keep an eye on. out of Major League Baseball, you got the World Series lined up. Very big comeback last night for Toronto. That Don George Springer.
Crazy.
Remember we spoke last Friday and I mentioned to Pearlie, nobody would have thought, and even on Sunday on the press box, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Sunday right here on Guardian Radio. Be sure to check it out. Nobody thinks postseason home runs, one of the all-time leaders, is George Springer.
Is he?
And he did it again.
Quiet as
kept. That was number 25
in
his
career.
That's amazing. Now, consider he did a lot of damage in Houston with the cheating Astros, so on and so forth. But here we are, and he's doing his thing. He's playing at a high level.
Well,
in
they're
Toronto.
Headed to the World Series, but I think it's just a formality at this point, right?
Yeah, I
the
think
the Dodgers got this.
Careful. And I'm going to say this to Pearlie, and
I'm trying to jinx them, but
on paper and in every box, the Dodgers check out.
And performance.
And performance. But you got to look at a team now that's gone 7 games. Don't know any better. And it's one thing they could do when they get on is hit the darn ball. This could line up to be awesome pitching against some awesome hitting. And that's where you see somebody like an Ohtani for the Dodgers,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a Vlad Jr.
Right.
or a Springer
for the
Blue Jays rise up and have a historic World Series. So I'm thinking going in right now on paper, Dodgers should sweep this or win in 5. But like Rudy Tomjanovich used to always say, never underestimate the heart
of
a champion.
And
those Blue Jays, by God, they knocked off the Yankees. They knocked off Seattle. They did it under circumstances nobody expected.
Vlad Guerrero has like some infectious energy. He almost plays baseball like he probably did as a child.
I call him Papi Jr. He
His
reminds me of Papi Jr. and both Dominican. Maybe you should check the DNA. Maybe Vlad Guerrero and his
maybe
Big Papi is his daddy because they're spitting image. Very eerily reminiscent how they play on the field, body-wise, stature-wise, and everything. But because on Major League Baseball, they talk every night. He gets a lot of encouragement from Papi.
Good.
But Vlad Jr. is very motivated. If he could hit the ball in this series, he could be a problem for the Dodgers.
That is good stuff for them. But can we talk about the just anomaly that is Shohei Ohtani and that magnificent, spectacularly magnificent performance the other day where he pitched the game. He was outstanding there. Was it 10 strikeouts that he had?
Yeah.
Or was it 12?
It was 10 strikeouts.
3 home runs.
All right. Slow
he handled
roll.
The whole thing, okay?
The 10 strikeouts were awesome, and that is why I said it's probably the greatest single performance in Major League Baseball history because of the 10 strikeouts. But as far as the 3 home runs go, I cannot.
Oh, no.
And I have to go on record.
Oh, no.
Ohtani didn't do it like Reginald Martinez Jackson.
Just stop. Okay.
He didn't do it like Reggie Jackson. Reggie did it in the 7-7 World Series against 3 consecutive Dodger pitches on 1 pitch each. 1 pitch, home run. Another pitcher, home run. 1 pitch, home run. He had 3 home runs on 3 pitches.
That is great, but Shohei also pitched the game. Not only was he an excellent hitter, he also pitched the game. So don't be a bitter Betty because the Yankees lost.
I went on record and I said,
don't be a bitter Betty. Acknowledge that great performance.
Okay, I'm not a bitter Betty. I'm a Debbie Downer. Get
okay.
it right, okay?
I'm sorry.
No, listen. I said.
Yeah?
That, like I told Pearlie.
Sure.
The 10 strikeouts puts him.
In elite air.
I
mean.
The 3 home runs are great. But you know how I go. You can't impress me with something I've seen before.
Gotcha.
And when the person who did it before did it.
Is there no acknowledgement that doing both in the same game is phenomenal?
I'll give you an example. Tony Dorsett had the 99-yard run in 83 against Minnesota, set the record. Derrick Henry has come along and run 99 yards since.
Mm-hmm.
You know what separates it? 2 things. Dorsett did it first, and Dorsett did it with 10 men on the field, while Travis Henry, 11 men on the field.
And I got you, and I got the he did it first reference. But we are talking about something different because he did both at the same time. That makes that a first.
Correct. And I'm a bitter Yankee.
You are.
And that's my story, and that's my
Betty.
Angle, and I'm sticking to it.
Bitter Betty. I'm sorry. Next year, I like the Yankees too. You know that. Like, I pull for the Yankees. So next year, we'll do better.
You could have fooled me just now.
We'll do better.
Anyway, let's go to the phone line. Trust me, bro. I know you love the Yankees.
Yeah, trust me, bro. Trust.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Good afternoon, Nutty.
Hey, good afternoon, bro.
MJ, listen, MJ, you are absolutely correct. There's nobody more Yankee than me, okay?
Yeah.
That is the That was the greatest performance of any athlete ever in any competition.
Amazing.
Okay? You're breaking up. You got static in your line.
I can't hear you.
I said,
MJ is right. That was the greatest performance of any athlete in any sport.
This was something. Yeah.
Total all-around performance. Yes, it was great. Now you're saying any sport. Now I got to tell you, okay, I could put some things up there where I saw Deion Sanders return a kickoff for the Atlanta Falcons in a 1 o'clock game, hop on a flight, and go get two base hits for the New York Yankees in the playoffs.
Yeah, but all of that failed in comparison. Listen, Nutty, I was privileged to watch pitchers Dave McNally and many others hit home run, pitch the game and win. But never, ever in baseball history.
And I will go on record again, call and say
home run,
The 10 strikeouts separates it. That's what does it. And as a Yankee, you should know his three home runs weren't better than Reggie Jackson's because we're in Dodger pitches and on one pitch from each pitcher, home it in one single game. I seen the three home runs. The reason why I put Ohtani above is the 10 strikeouts. You ain't gonna see that ish ever again. So I give him his props. That is the best. But when it comes to them three home runs, slow your roll. Reggie did it before, and Reggie did it spectacularly.
So home runs are hard, right? But don't you think that they're harder when you're pitching the game?
The reason why the performance is so unique, like I said, no other pitcher in the history of baseball. Okay?
He's a product of modern league baseball because, as you know, and it's unfair to say that you've never seen it because the DH was instituted and took the bat out of pitcher's hands for multiple years in baseball. And in the National League, before they went to the DH, they never checked for the pitcher. They counted that as an out. No pitcher had to even hit or think about hitting.
But it still never happened, though.
That's the reason why I draw an analogy.
But you got to think.
Watch pitchers hit home run.
Correct. But one off, though. Come on, now. When you saw McNally hit them home runs, or some of them hit home runs in the game, there was lucky shots.
Precise location. Strikeout, and you name it.
I watched Bartolo Colon hit a bunch of home runs. Every time Bartolo hit one, he was shocked just like me and like everybody else.
Crazy.
But I get it.
Yep.
Ohtani is the product of the new modern baseball of daddy ball, where they get him at Little League,
what?
And I put him at short. I put him at pitch. I do everything.
No.
He's going to hit.
Because
you don't find pitches and hitters hitting in baseball today.
This is a man who has perfected his craft, okay? He don't even have to do it, but he's perfected his craft.
But I haven't taken away
from
him.
Don't play him down.
I'm not playing him down. I talked about Martin.
You got to be, as I argue with Judge and Ohtani a lot, right? And I still think Judge is a better player one-on-one. Now, the only thing that thing I'm having me is that this Ohtani pitches. And the reason why we was having this conversation, I said, when Ohtani pitch a game other than a three inning, then you come, I told Paul, I said, talk to me when Ohtani pitch six or seven inning. I said, if he didn't do that, I don't hear nothing but him being a pitcher.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Good stuff, Paul.
And he proved himself that night. He pitched six inning, 10 strikeouts, and three women.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
And you're right. He did. But my point.
Uh-huh. And I'm hearing you.
Let me clarify my point.
Mm-hmm.
In no way, shape, or form am I taking away from Ohtani what he puts in, the work he puts in, the respect.
You just called it one off.
I'm telling you, he's the product of modern baseball. Where Little League years ago, if a kid could pitch, they'd focus on the pitching, they'd focus on the field, and they wouldn't worry so much about the bat. Because they realize this kid's got something here. We'll work with him hitting. But obviously, he's going to go. You develop him at short.
Right.
You never had the dude going, all right, I can pitch this game. I can hit this game. I can play. You see it now in baseball.
Something happened in the middling years. But come
correct.
On now. He's not doing anything Babe Ruth didn't do. Right? Hitting and pitching.
Babe Ruth sucked as a pitcher.
That doesn't matter. That was the prototype from then, right?
But Babe, that should tell you. Babe Ruth was one of the last of the pitchers hitting and all
correct.
Of that. Because baseball had changed and they went.
So if you have someone who's a baseball purist who wants to perfect his craft, who's following in the footsteps of the greats, because he's already up there. He's following some good footsteps. You can't understand why he would, if he's skilled at both positions, want to do both positions. And you played him a little bit saying it was a 50-50 club. He's the only member of that club. That's one off. When is the next time we're going to see a member of the 50-50 club?
I've taken nothing away from Ohtani.
I just wish
I stand by what I say. He is a product of the modern travel ball. Just like Springer is.
Word for it.
No way a scrawny little infielder / outfielder
right.
like Springer should have 25 bombs in the postseason.
But he got it.
But he was developed because at a young age, he had an eye for the ball, he could hit the cover off the ball, and they groomed him to do that, to be. That's what got him there.
Does that make him more special? Ohtani, I'm talking about. Not
Ohtani's the best player in baseball.
It's crazy good.
But he's still a product of the modern
not on my
way,
team.
The
not
travel
a
ball. The little league and all that, how they've elevated. And
was
Japan
that,
years
that
ahead.
Now, let me ask you this. Is that the system in Japan, though?
Japan been doing it for years.
The travel ball and all that stuff?
And the pitching and the hitting.
Okay.
And, it's
or is it just the pitching and the hitting? I know you have the travel ball in there. I don't know about that part
that
of it.
That stuff became familiar over the last 15 years when they started seeing, we have to do more of the things because when we play Chinese Taipei in the Little League World Series, they beat us. When we play Japan, they beat us. When we play China, they beat us.
Right.
When we play Tokyo,
we know it's
a
system.
They beat us.
We know it's a system in the U.S. for sure.
So
we've seen that first
time. And now it's gotten okay. Now we're going to do it. Now the kid could pitch. Now he can hit. We're going to play him and do that. Before it was, these are my pitches. These are my hitters.
Well, maybe he's...
If you go 0-for-4 to play Johnny, I don't mind because you got me 9 strikeouts and
maybe
that's all I care about.
Cutting some paths for some people who, you know, maybe in the wrong position or maybe...
What I'd like to see more
good.
People who could pitch and hit and play every day.
I mean,
and
he's a baseball player, yeah.
What I need to see one in pinstripes? Hell yeah.
You know that's what it comes down to. I wish Ohtani was in pinstripes, but we do have Judge, we have Jazz, we have Cody. We have so many great players. The Yankees will be back, okay?
I want to let y'all know something.
Bitter Betty. Yankees will be back.
I want y'all to know a name and get familiar with the name right now. Okay. The Yankees out of Japan.
Wow.
And I'm telling you right now.
He's fighting fire with fire.
He is known as the Japanese Babe Ruth.
What?
And the New York Yankees and Muneteka Murakami have been linked for years. The Japanese superstar will finally be posted this winter. And when the World Series finishes, the talks are likely to heat up.
So he pitches and he hits?
No. He is a pure hitter.
He's
DH.
A pure hitter.
Averaged 55 home runs each year for his career.
What?
He looks like, if you're a baseball purist, he looks like Tony Gwynn and Miguel Cabrera had a love child.
All right.
Big boy. Could hit the crap out of it from the left side. And I could already see him go into that short porch in left field in Yankee Stadium. In Yankee Stadium, over and repeatedly. Dedicated hitter, monster, so I'm looking for it.
Imagine adding 55 home runs
but
to the Yankees.
That makes so much sense.
Oh, my gosh.
The Dodgers go get all the pitching, and the Yankees do what they do.
Get
the
hitting.
The Bronx Bombers.
All right? Live up to their names.
And obviously, he's been groomed over his career by a former Yankee and Japanese legend by the name of Hideki Matsui.
Ooh.
And Hideki was no joke. And
he
when
was
you look
not.
At it... Japan has to thank Hideki Matsui
and
Ichiro
Suzuki
for actually bringing the wave.
I'm telling you.
And performing at a level after they performed for years in Japan.
Can I tell you, I love watching Ichiro.
And it's not like Ohtani who's come at a young age to play. These guys played 8-10 years over there. Ichiro played 10 years in Japan, then came to Seattle and hit the crap out of the baseball for another 10-15 years and ended up one of the biggest, best hitters in Major League Baseball.
Ohtani's definitely standing on their shoulders. My goodness.
I think that would think of Bo Bichette at shortstop to go with Jazz Chisholm for
Is
years.
Is that even
nice.
A possibility? Boy, yeah. Don't Blink will be lit.
There you go.
Yep.
And shout out to Don't Blink. They're getting ready to do that in December. We'll have Lucius and Todd Jr. on the show as we do each and every year, you know, all November into December, getting you lined up and looking forward to it. I always enjoy that. And I look back now, and I look at scattered among the major leagues. I got Jazz in New York.
Crazy.
I got Big Lou Brinson with the Marlins. I got the next one with the Reds. Benson with the Reds. I got Bo Bichette with the Toronto Blue Jays. Hopefully with the New York Yankees in short order.
Pinstripes.
got my boy from the Cleveland Guardians to pitch, a tall boy, man, and Donnie's boy, and I can't remember his name right now, but you know who I'm talking about, the tall drink of water.
I know who you're talking about.
I got to pull his name up. But all of them, every one of them.
Is it Trent? No.
Every one of them guys that come out of Don't Blink.
Didn't Christian come out 1 year too? Isn't he doing some stuff too?
And he's getting ready to rebound. He's going to definitely be in the starting lineup for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And keep an eye out for Sebas Walcott.
Oh, my
Sebas is doing
crazy.
Bro, I told his uncle the other day when I saw him, I said, listen. Put Sebas in from opening day.
Mm-hmm.
Leave him there.
Right.
Let him play the whole year. Take his legs up and down. Let him play. I promise you, by the end of that year, you're going to see him on the way to a beautiful Major League Baseball career. Because he's one who could go baptism under fire at a young age, play in the major leagues right now. And by midseason, he will figure it out. I promise you. And when I say figure it out, and how he used to be carrying on at JBLN and Freedom Farm and national teams, he are carrying on by the best player on the field.
Right.
He will do that for the Texas Rangers. He is number 7 in all of Major League Baseball as far as prospects.
That is so good.
Okay?
Making us proud. I keep saying our athletes doing this on stage.
I sit here and I often reminisce, and I could see him now today, Coach Dom, the late Coach Dom.
Yeah.
Doing that batting practices, the boss and all of them. And I know he's looking down. I know he's happy because Sebas got it. He's got the it factor. And no, he won't stay in Texas his whole career. I promise you, the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets or somebody will come along at some point and sign him to a big contract. But at the end of the day, he is definitely going to be in that rotation. He's definitely going to be in the major leagues. He's definitely the name you got to keep looking at. Okay, before I wrap, I will look at that. Everybody texting me today.
Yeah. Anyway,
everybody got something to say. Hold on,
hold on. Because all kind of sports stuff happening today. It's a big day. Good luck with your Lakers tonight.
Yeah, definitely. So like I said, lots to look forward to tonight. Big NBA game tonight. You got the Lakers and the Warriors at 10 o'clock. You got the Thunder getting their rings early. I think they're taking on the Knicks, if I'm not mistaken. No, the Rockets. That's what they're taking on with Kevin Durant.
Should be good.
You got some college football going on tonight, too. Two college football games going on. So, yeah, you got plenty to watch, plenty to do. But like I said, good show, good conversation, and we'll pick it up tomorrow. But, yeah, the last thing I wanted to do, because I know some people sitting there going, nah, Naughty, who that Cleveland pitcher name is? I'll have it for you tomorrow. I promise. All right? But you guys be safe. And for MJ, for everybody who chimed in, it's your boy Naughty. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Hey, turn this TV off. Ain't with my type activities, and don't you get involved. Hey, what? How many seeing? Send them all. Take a risk or take a trip. You know I'm tripping for my dog. Who you with? Couple sergeants and lieutenants for the get back. This revolution been televised. I fell through with the knickknacks. Hey, young, get your chili up. Yeah, I meant that. Hey, blackout if they act out. Yeah, I did that. Hey, what's up, though? I hit a that's hating no. Hey, both.
When your faves team up, you get an original Asiago Bacon Club. Enjoy the iconic taste of KFC's 11 herbs and spices with a bite into KFC's original recipe chicken filet, layered with Asiago cheese, crisp lettuce, tomato, bacon, our signature ranch, all on a golden brioche bun. KFC's original Asiago Bacon Club is made fresh, made right, available only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope,
creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope.